93.3 KMBA, formerly Big Stars Third Live Project. September Girls, that track featuring R.E.M.'s Mike Moore. Wonderful touring touring collaboration of musicians that got together on a one-off concert to pay tribute to a big star after Alex Chilton passed before a South by Southwest appearance a few years ago, and they've been touring off and on ever since. Anyway, members of REM and Semisonic and Wilco, but just a bunch of great people. In front of that, of course, was our very own Hope Social Club with Wild and Free, Brett Dannon in there, Dar Williams too, and we started out with that brand new album from Robert Cray along with Al Green's rhythm section. Doesn't that sound great? It's not Robert Cray's regular band, but good sounding stuff. Robert Cray in the High Rhythm on 90.3 KMBA. It's 8:25. It is Morning Line on KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And this morning we welcome to the program one of our favorite aggregate groups of guests, the American Red Cross of Alaska. And from the Red Cross we have this morning, welcome back. It's been a long day. We've been up in Fairbanks, but it's been a long time. Celia Jackson is the Senior Disaster Program Manager. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Lisa Miller, Regional Communications Officer. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us again here.
Sure.
So there is really an ambitious learning project coming up here just around the corner. And I guess, Lisa, maybe you can give us tell us what it is and give us a little bit of an overview on it.
Sure. So coming up next week, we're starting Thursday with our Alaska Disaster Leadership Institute. So what that is basically we're looking for members of the community to step up and say, you know, in the event of a disaster in Alaska, I want to be part of the Red Cross leadership team. And we're going to have some intense days of training. We're going to go all day Friday and Saturday with courses that are available for interested community members to take and learn how to become a Red Cross volunteer. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not. I probably a normal perception that, okay, I'm gonna go volunteer. I'm gonna be very altruistic and do something groovy in my community. But there's more to that. Just say here, I'll sign up. Here I go. You know, that the learning process we don't think about a lot of times as lay people. So Celia, what's kind of break down the specifics for us, or some specifics of the training a little bit for us?
Yeah, well, we kick off our training weekend on Thursday night with what we call Concept of Operations. It's a 3-hour class all about how the Red Cross organizes itself, the organizational structure, who does what, and who reports to who. It kind of helps build a framework for understanding where you fit into the program. And then we have, like Lisa said, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. classes all day Friday, including a logistics workshop. If you have a logistics background, it's a great place to be. And we also have shelter management class, so how to operate and manage staff in a shelter. We have casework classes on Saturday. We have a public affairs class if you want to work with Lisa on how to communicate disaster information to the public and government partners during an incident. On our website, you can see the full list of classes, but really there's something for everybody. And in particular, you know, we're looking for people who want to be step up into leadership roles. And you don't have to be an experienced Red Cross volunteer to do that. You just have to be bring your skills and your knowledge to the table, and then you just have to learn how we operate and then step right in. So, we're just really excited to be able to offer this.
Yeah, you've got to be able to glean that experience somewhere to become an experienced person, certainly. Mm-hmm. So some specific jobs I'm just interested in. If I'm looking at checking out this training, in the logistics workshop, for example, that's sort of a broad nebulous term, what sorts of things would I be taking training in?
Yeah, so the logistics workshop, you will learn about things like facilities management. So when we open up shelters or warehouses, how we sign those contracts, where we find them, our database for listing them, and we have transportation logistics, we have procurement, we have staff services, so deploying people and deploying, getting hotel rooms and rental cars. So there's a huge range of logistics specialties. So depending, you know, there's a lot of people out there with one or two or three of those kinds of experience and work experience. And, you know, we do the same thing at the Red Cross and disaster that you would do on your day-to-day.
I'm just curious about that sort of because, you know, I'll get my press releases that says, okay, Red Cross responds to a disaster in such and such a place, feeds and houses so many people, and I'm going, well, that's cool. That's nice. Mm-hmm. But you don't just say, okay, let's go up and do this. Somebody's got to, yeah, we got to have gas in the trucks. We got to have a place to stay. Who's cooking the food? We need equipment up there.
How many cots are in that trailer again?
And what is it, 2 hours that we're able to set up a shelter? So we make it happen really quickly.
Yeah, imagine somebody gets a phone call at 3 a.m. and they have to call the logistics on-call lead. And that logistics on-call lead is firing up the vehicles and checking the equipment and calling their friends and to come out and help. And meanwhile, there's a shelter team that's deploying to the shelter. So it's a huge, you know, team effort. And you can do anything.
You don't want to be out there and go, dude, I thought you brought the tarps.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a flat tire on the trailer again.
Right.
No one caught that.
It's 8:30. And if you're just joining us, it is Morning Line on KMBA. And Celia Jackson and Lisa Miller from the American Red Cross of Alaska are joining us. We're talking about a very cool training program coming up. It's called the Alaska Disaster Leadership Institute. It takes place May 11th through the 14th. And how? What should people know? It's going to be. This was done. This is two or three times now. You've done this, right?
Mm-hmm. This is going to be our third institute, second year in a row that this is happening. So this year we're at UAA, which is a new location, and we're looking forward to it. It really is. You're going to feel like you're going back to school. You'll pick your courses and bring your laptop and be ready to learn and have some fun.
Will there be like finals or anything?
It is adult learning. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So what should I expect if I'm going to go? I'm going to go first. I've got the orientation. I'm going to sign up. I mean, what do I do? Where do I go? Where do I stay? Because you have logistical people, of course, to take care of these things.
I know, right? So I would recommend everyone call our Red Cross office at 646-5401. Just to speak to somebody about what we're offering and where they might fit in. We also have a website, which we can provide the link for, which is the registration website, and you can see the classes on there. But you know, stop in any time between now and next Thursday, and we'll get you set up.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the people going there for a moment. At the risk of being redundant, just remind us who, again, is the target audience? Who do we want to or hope to or are asking to attend this institute?
Well, anybody who is interested in being a Red Cross volunteer can show up and we'll have a place for them to go. Specifically, though, we are looking for registered nurses, physician's assistants for the health services aspect of disaster work. And then we're also looking for licensed mental health professionals who are willing to step in and just serve as they would in their day-to-day job in a disaster situation.
Yeah, we actually have very special instructors that are coming up from California to train our nurses and mental health professionals in Red Cross. So we're really excited about that. It's a special opportunity.
Okay. And if I understand right, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but this institute is for both current Red Cross volunteers and specialists and serving as a recruitment for new ones. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have the web address? Actually, I think I've got, is it the Pacific Division?
That's the website. And we also have, if you look on our Facebook page, we have an event that links to the full website with all the details. And we also have a link to the full schedule so you can go in and look at the courses that will be available and kind of pick your course for the institute.
And it is a jam-packed schedule. I mean, it looks like you're opening up the course catalog for UAA for the fall or something. So pacificdivision.weebly.com/Alaska-disaster-leadership-institute. Okay, that's
go to our Facebook page.
Go to the Facebook page. That's great. Okay, well, super. It's the American Red Cross of Alaska putting on Alaska Disaster Leadership Institute. It is happening on the UAA campus, and it's. Oh, the other thing is, there's some assistance for munchies and lodging and stuff, particularly for participants from out of town.
Yeah, we'll provide lunch, right?
Yeah, so we do bring in volunteers from out of town, and they will put them up at a hotel and provide the food and lodging for them.
What's out of town, like Eagle River?
Out of town is like Fairbanks, okay. Juneau. We have volunteers coming in from Homer and Kenai who have been invited to the Institute.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you show up from in town, from Eagle River or Wesel or wherever, we do have food at the Institute, and we'll take care of your take care of those needs.
Yeah, coffee and drinks.
I know that, you know, the Red Cross is not just limited to the road system in Alaska, certainly. Mm-hmm. A lot of work in the interior and rural communities, so it's mm-hmm. good to have people out there that are trained, not having to fly in from Anchorage. I know that gets pretty crazy sometimes. Okay, well, as we get set to wrap up here, Celia, anything you want to add?
Just would really like to see as many people as possible at our institute, and you'll get a chance if you show up to meet people from all over the state and all over different backgrounds, and it's a really fun weekend. So.
Okay, golden opportunity. Mm-hmm. Lisa, anything to add?
I think that's it. Just, you know, come with an open mind, ready to learn and have some fun. It's going to be an exciting weekend.
Okay, tremendous. Lisa Miller and Celia Jackson, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. It's 8:35. Still to come, new pornographers, Nora Jones and J.J. Kale on 90.3 KMBA.
Commercial fishermen know what's happening in our waters.
I love being out on the ocean. I've always loved being out on the ocean. I love being part of a crew. I love relying on the people that are around me.
And things are changing.
We see more blooms, more algae in the water. There seems to be more jellyfish.
The last 35 years, I've noticed the oceans warming in the places where the salmon have to go.
To hear stories from commercial fishermen about our changing oceans, visit tidalchange.org, a project of the Nature Conservancy in Alaska.
News programming on KNBA is sponsored by BP Alaska, celebrating 40 years at Prudhoe Bay.
The National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Native Women and Girls is this Friday. We're taking the next hour of Native America Calling to explore what happens in the family, in the tribal community, and in the police station when someone goes missing. We'll talk about possible solutions and ways you can help. We hope you'll join us.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.